This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 23rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 6. It says there, "But David found strength in the Lord his God." End of quote. George S. Patton, general who commanded the U.S. Army in World War II, said this, "Success is how high you bounce when you hit the bottom." End of quote. I recently listened to a testimony of a father who buried all his four children due to a very unusual disease that got on all of them. On top of this, he had to bury his dear wife after all his four children were dead. Now he is left alone in his old age. How do you cope with harsh situations like this? I have a family member who got the medical doctor's heartbreaking news and it confirmed serious and late-stage cancer. She lived only a year after this heartbreaking news. Similarly, I have a dear friend in Christ. He lost his wife with the unexpected discovery of an aggressive form of cancer. She was unable to talk for a while, and she is gone within a short period. You see, many tragedies happen every day in this world. How about the condition of people who went through a divorce after many years of living together? How do we face these kind of situations? When your bottom drops out, what would you do? How do you bounce back when you hit bottom? Is that possible? David and fellow warriors returned from the battle. And what does this mean? They were eager to get some rest because the battle drained the energy out of them. However, when they reached their hometown, they found out their wives and children were taken away by the Amalekites. And their houses were burned to the ground. Tragedy upon tragedy. War, exhaustion, loss of wives, children, and loss of home. Bible says that when they saw the destruction and realized what happened to them, David and his men wept until they could cry no more. David's two wives, Ahinoam from Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal from Carmel, were captured by the enemies. On top of this, at this crucial junction, David's men turned against him, and they were very bitter against him because they lost their sons and daughters. You see, they planned to stone David. What does that mean? They wanted to kill David. Here comes out our daily insight. It says, "But David found strength in the Lord his God." End of quote. Beloved, like David, you have to find strength in the Lord God. What are you facing today? You should place your focus and attention on the Lord, not the present and dangerous circumstances. There is no other place to find strength in times like this. David asked the counsel of the Lord. You see, there is a time for weeping, and then comes the time for seeking God's counsel and do some action. He went after the Amalekites, although he was worn out and exhausted and tired. He placed his eyes on God and received the vision from God. You see, you have to find strength in the Lord when your bottom drops off. You need to seek God's counsel and take action, trusting in his word. Bible says God supplies strength when we do not have it. The Lord God gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. You would again soar on wings like eagles. You would still run and not grow weary. You would walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:20-31. You see, God granted divine perspective and strength to David in his frustrating condition. God did this to Joseph, Moses, Samson, Job, Daniel, and many other believers. You see, he will do it for you as well. Instead of entertaining your perspective of the situation, focus on God's perspective in it. It will produce all the differences in your difficulties. Nothing happens without his knowledge and approval. You see, none bounced back so high as Jesus Christ did. You see, they thought that the cross and Joseph's tomb finished and destroyed the case of Jesus forever. That's what they thought. However, on the third day, he bounced back to life. by God's mighty power and strength, by which Jesus was raised from the dead and seated at God's right hand with all authority and power. Beloved, Paul says it is the same great power that is available for you as a child of God. Ephesians 1:18-23. Would you pray with me now? Father in heaven, you sent your Son Jesus to this world to die in my place for all of my sins and shortcomings. I heard none bounced back so high as Jesus did. They killed and buried him, however, God raised him from the dead on the third day to save me from the power and consequences of sin. I believe Jesus died and rose again for me. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Now, Lord, help me to find strength in you every day as I face challenges and difficulties. Please help me to bounce back from my bottom with your divine and supernatural power. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.